This is Ross FM 94.6.
This is Ross FM 94.6, and you're listening live today from the heart of the community. And on air with us today, we are going to chat to the wonderful Donna Kennedy. Thanks so much. Donna is actually a 3 times best-selling author, a highly sought-after public speaker, and basically a positivity guru. Donna, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you getting on this Tuesday?
Well, now that I've been called a guru, I'm even better. I've never been called a guru before.
Well, listen, I had a good old read about you last night, Donna, and I can tell you now you're a guru.
thank you. I love to make a difference in people's lives. That's really my main focus, and I suppose I'm well known for doing it, so if that makes me a guru, that's fine. But for me, making a difference is the major thing.
Well, certainly, all joking aside, you do spread a very good message, and you've absolutely inspired thousands of people through your seminars. I'm just going to start our interview with one of your quotes to live by. We were all born happy and conditioned not to be. Be the happy person you were born to be. Do you feel that society zaps people of their happiness, Donna?
I think hugely. I think we're born, as I said, we're born happy and we're born successful, we're born with unlimited potential. And then over time, we get exposed to various different pieces of information in our environment, and that can be from family, from friends, from society in general, teachers, etc. And we take on those programs, if you like, and we tend to live out of those. And as kids, you know, we don't question anything. We don't have any doubt of ourselves. We just do what we want, and, you know, we're excited about the future. But as we grow older, because of those programs or because of our environment, that doubt kind of creeps in. So yeah. It stops us reaching our potential. It stops us thinking about the things that we can do, and we tend to focus on the things that we can't do.
Donna, you're a 3-time best-selling author, as I mentioned there, a psychologist, a business and life coach, and a public speaker. But you had a very tough start in life, and you suffered horrific sexual abuse at the age of 7 and had anorexia by age 12. How does somebody go from that level of darkness to becoming a happy, well-adjusted and hugely successful person like yourself? How do you turn a corner from that, Donna?
Well, really, you have two options, either sink or you swim. And I love my family so much. And to see my parents upset with what I was doing, at the beginning, I didn't really... I was so self-absorbed, I suppose, in my coping mechanism, in my bubble, and that didn't matter. But when I saw them eventually, when I saw them being so upset, my love for them far outweighed my need for the crutch of anorexia behaviour. So I suppose really it's about focusing on what we can do, focusing on the good in life as opposed to the bad in life. And everybody has had some kind of obstacle in their life, and I suppose when somebody is in that obstacle, you know, comparing it from one person to the next doesn't really matter as such, because everyone's challenge is relative to them. And it's really, you know, to be able to focus beyond that is just accepting, you know, that things happen, life happens. The past has happened, but the past can't hurt you unless you think about it a lot.
True.
And it's really focusing and getting the right people in your environment, immersing yourself in positive things. You know, at the end of the day, you can't think about something positive and something negative at the exact same time.
True.
You can't be happy and sad at the exact same time either. So it's about bringing people, bringing in material, bringing information into your life that makes you feel good, and doing it often, you know, and not focusing so much on the dark stuff. Acknowledging it for what it is. So I don't believe anyone should ignore their past, but they should acknowledge it but not live in it. And I think a lot of people live in their past, as I did, admittedly.
Well, of course.
And it can be difficult to see outside of that when you're so engrossed in your own coping mechanism or your own bubble of the way you live life, if you like. But really there comes a point where you have to, you know, make what you want bigger than what you don't want. And that's really a decision I made. And I suppose looking at all the different things that I have in my life as opposed to what I hadn't had really helped.
Well, that's actually a wonderful way of looking at it. I get a huge message of love there, Donna, and a selfless act from you based on the love of your family. You didn't like your family to see you going through what you were going through. That's actually a lovely way to look at it and to think about others and to be grateful for what you have. And Donna, at one point your confidence was so low that you were afraid to walk across the road. Now, bearing in mind that you're a hugely successful public speaker now, and people fear death more than fear public speaking more than death, what tips would you give our listeners on developing confidence?
Well, first of all, I think the main thing for confidence is to believe that you're good enough. you don't need to believe that you're amazing, but to feel that you're good enough is the first key. Because in order for us to feel not confident, we have to be comparing ourselves to something or somebody else. And when we compare ourselves, we can end up with two feelings. We can end up either a feeling of superiority or inferiority.
True.
If we're thinking from a mentality of, you know, where we don't feel confident within ourselves. So the first thing is to realise that you are good enough, just as you. The second thing I would say is that you have your own talents, your own skills, your own qualities, and there's not one single person on the planet the same as you. So draw on that, and rather than being a second-rate somebody else, if you like. And it's so important as well, you know, even things like your physiology, learning about how your brain works. And these are all things that I learned that have stood to me. And one of the most important things, I think, to help people to be confident, find people who are confident and model their strategies. Don't become them, because that doesn't make you feel good either, but model their strategies. So one of the things I did was, and, you know, it wasn't, although I had to become selfless in a way to recover, I didn't want to become selfless. I just wanted to hold on to my crutch. So it wasn't a matter of an overnight thing.
Okay.
But what I found was is that if I could find people who had what I wanted, and they had what I wanted despite circumstance. So it's a fact that most people who are successful, and successful is being the best that you can be, not just financial, and most people who are successful have had a difficult start.
True.
And, you know, either if it's on a financial level, they've left school before the age of 15, for example, with entrepreneurs. A lot of Olympians didn't start out as they, you know, you look at Michael Jordan, for example, he was on the sideline,
yes,
a basketball player. There's so many different people that have become hugely successful, but started off from a very limited place. So I thought, okay, well, if I could find some of these people and I could find out how they did it, because, you know, I knew a lot about psychology. I had read loads of books. There were people, lots of people telling me what I should do or what I shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And it's very easy for people to give advice. But I wanted to find out the how. And I wanted to find out how, you know, I could, given my circumstances, how I could succeed and how I could get what I wanted and live the life that I wanted and feel good. And feel good, you know, getting up in the morning and feel good going to bed at night.
Yeah.
So I literally scoured the earth for various different people that were playing at an exceptional level in different fields.
Right.
And I learned everything there was to learn about them.
That's fantastic, actually. And what a fantastic thing to do as well. Find the best in your field and learn from them. Donna, not to move away from that subject at all, but as a 3-time best-selling author, what inspired you to write your first book, Step On, Step Up?
The reason I wrote my first book, honestly, the first thing, I wanted to write a book. One of the things that I found that a lot of these people had done were written books, so I thought, well, I might like to do that, so I'll give myself a challenge. And I just found that at the time, a lot of people of my age group were finding it difficult to get on the property ladder. So that was my first book, really was to show people that it's possible to do it, but in it, you know, do it in a safe way, you can do it cleverly, etc. You know, rather than, I suppose, doing it the way everybody else did it.
Right.
So really, you know, that was my kind of initial thing. And it's about, I suppose, getting yourself to a level where people can relate to you. I do believe in being authentic and getting on people's level. So I suppose I saw a lot of, you know, these property people, I couldn't understand their jargon. So I just wanted to write something that people could follow and they could understand it.
That's great.
I'd already bought property myself, so I kind of knew what I was doing.
Okay.
So again, all my books are, you know, I've one there for women, and I also have a confidence book, and it's, you know, The Confidence to Succeed being my most recent one.
I was going to actually
again,
touch on
it's
that,
about
Donna.
Being on people's level and helping them understand what they need to understand, not just sounding intelligent from my point of view. It's the reader that's the important person.
Well, that's actually a great way to actually author a book. I was actually just going to touch on that, your second book there. You were inspired through your pregnancy to write your second book, and then the book that's just released now, The Confidence to Succeed. Donna, Confidence to Succeed is out now, and what can people expect to find in that particular book?
Well, when I wasn't confident, as I said, everyone was giving me advice, this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do. And I just couldn't take the advice on board because I didn't know how to.
Okay.
And the reason I wrote Confidence to Succeed is because the strategies and tools in the book is not just text.
Right.
And exercises within it that people can use in order to help them get what they want. But on a very, I suppose, a very personal level, a level where, you know, the reader can understand what I'm talking about, and then use those tools and tips that I've used myself to get me to where I am. They're very real, very applicable to anybody who isn't feeling confident. And it's a very hard place to be when, you know, whether it's confidence, whether it's feeling depressed or feeling anxious,
yeah,
or even if it's something like somebody might be in business and they might be struggling. You know, it's essentially all the same thing. If we have an obstacle, we need to feel confident in ourselves to be able to overcome that obstacle and get what we want. And for a lot of people, they don't know the how, as I didn't. So
okay,
because I've learned that, I want to pass them on to other people.
Well, that's fantastic. And I'm actually really looking forward to going out and buying it. And actually on Facebook yesterday, when we posted about the interview, one of my followers on Facebook said that they bought the book and that it deserved a mention. So, Martin Smith, if you're listening, thanks for buying Donna's book.
Yeah, thank you, Martin.
But I am actually looking forward to getting it myself. But Donna, you've inspired thousands of people at your seminars, literally thousands. Can you talk to us a bit about the upcoming event, the Women's Empowerment Summit?
Yeah, I ran events for the last 10 years for men and women. And one of the things that I found from, I suppose, given the work that I do, I found a lot of women had been coming across the same issues. And I ran a women's seminar. Really, it's about empowering women. It's about going beyond the motivation, the inspiration, and it's going into a place of opportunity, helping people get their own identity and purpose and meaning, creating connections, quality connections, and, you know, giving them, yeah, people, I suppose, a sense of belonging and support.
Okay.
And I just found that, you know, women are equal to men. I truly do believe that. But we learn differently, and we learn differently in different environments. And for a lot of women, you know, I suppose they tell me things they don't tell the general public, but... You know, the same issues are coming up, you know, that they've maybe lost their identity because, for example, you know, they've been given a defined role maybe as a mom, and their life has been put on hold maybe for 18 or whatever, however many years. So they kind of forget who they are, and they,
yeah,
tend to live as, you know, that they've been the mom for the last 18 years.
Yeah, that's
true. Or you have
so
somebody
true.
Who's in business maybe, and they've been given an assigned role, and we're all given assigned roles in society anyway, but... You know, so the Women's Empowerment Summit really is about bringing people together, speakers together who are, I suppose, achieving beyond average.
Right.
And, you know, it's a similar concept to what I did. I found people who had what I wanted. Now what I'm doing is, and I've done it for the last 10 years, is to bring people who have those results, and rather than them having to search for them, I bring them to them.
Excellent.
And it's a women's event. It's on the 12th of May in the Talbot Hotel in Dublin.
Brilliant.
And if anyone wants information, it's wesummit.ie. So wesummit.ie.
Okay. And yeah, I actually saw that on Twitter as well, Donna. So if people want to go onto Twitter, they can go onto wesummit as well, and on Facebook too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all over the place, you know, and thankfully it's gathered serious momentum. And the first event I did was a year ago. I did another one after that, and numbers tripled.
Gosh,
so
that's fantastic.
I'm going to be doing another one now on the 12th of May. And it's, you know, for me, the whole thing is, I don't care anywhere in this farm, who they know or anything like that. I'm totally interested in when somebody comes in one way, they go out a better person.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, what I found is, personally for myself, is I needed people to show me the how. People who have results and are walking the talk. So I won't put on anyone on stage unless they're walking the talk.
Absolutely. And I have to say, Donna, the speakers are unbelievable. If it's okay to mention, seeing as it's public, but Bebe Baskin and Deirdre O'Kane as well, who I absolutely love. I can't believe they're going to be speaking at it. I mean, such a good quality of speaker can be expected at your events.
Yeah, well, the reason, again, it's about picking people who are getting the results and,
yeah,
looking at, in this case, what women are looking for. And, you know, a sense of, for example, you have Deirdre up there. You know, as a comedian, you have her up there. The chances of rejection are quite high. And for a woman to be able to stand on stage in a comedic role and with a possible thing of rejection, you know, it's a very brave thing to do.
Absolutely.
How does she do that? How does she play a lead role in, you know, the movie Noble? You know, how does she get to that point? Bebe Baskin, she was the first woman in Ireland to have her own TV show. You know, we have there Joanne Byrne from Presence PR.
Wow.
If you need to know how to brand yourself, for example, if you've got a business and you're not sure how to get your name out there, you know, she has the lead people on TV. She manages them. You know, you've Dancing with the Stars, Nicky Byrne. You have Lucy Kennedy from Ireland's Got Talent. She's their manager. So, you know, she's literally, for branding and for PR, she is the woman to listen to in Ireland. So I'm bringing her. And we also have Yemi Adenuga. Yemi, she's an amazing woman. She's part of every organisation you can possibly think of. And she's going to be giving information on relationships and confidence there. And we've got an amazing lineup of people who just, they're there to give, they're there to empower other women and to teach them the skills, the tips, the tools that they've learned that work in real life. And then the attendees there can take those strategies and apply them into their own lives, and they should come up with a similar result because the strategies have been proven to work.
Well, that's fantastic. It sounds like, I mean, definitely it's an event worth attending, and I'm going to go to it myself, Donna, and I'm actually really looking forward to it. Donna, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you today, and I'm hoping to meet you in person in Dublin and have a further chat with you about your life and about what's happening. But thanks so much for joining us in the studio. It's been an absolute pleasure. Catherine, you're very welcome to Ross FM, and thanks so much for coming in at short notice today.
No problem at all. It's lovely to be here.
And Catherine, you have been to events by Donna before in the past, and how did you find the summit yourself?
I found it absolutely fantastic. I was looking for something to go to, something motivational, and I had seen a bit about Donna and I looked her up and I really liked what she represented.
Yeah.
So I went up myself on Mother's Day last year, and it really was the best event I've ever attended.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. The quality of the speakers were phenomenal, and it was the whole energy in the room when you go there. It's from literally from when you walk into the room.
Wow. So you know, can kind of feel the energy.
You can just feel the energy of the people there. Everyone that's there wants to be better than they are at the moment. Not that that means that not that anyone needs to be better, but you know, it wants to be a better version of themselves.
Yes, of course, that's a good way.
And the speakers that Donna has and upcoming for her upcoming event on the 12th of May, but also the ones she's had for the last two events, the one in last March and the one in October, were just amazing. They were real humble speakers that have been overcome a lot of obstacles in their lives.
Yeah.
Like Donna says, they're walking their talk, and what they do is they share insights of how they overcame their hurdles and give you the tips and tools that you can put into place if you choose to take on what they're saying, take on board what they're saying, and implement it in your own life. And I have to say, I done that. Absolutely. Donna really hit a chord with me when she spoke at her first Women's Empowerment Summit, and it really has changed an awful lot of things in my life, and that's why I am such a supporter of Donna.
And Catherine, so after the event with Donna, would you have put in place some of the tips that you got there? Would that have helped you in your own business?
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's not just about my business. It's not for people that are in business. It makes you have a better quality of your own life, which actually translates into you have a better quality business.
Yes, of course.
You know,
she helped me empower
myself.
Wow. Catherine, you're in the business Heavenly Foods now. And can you talk to us a little bit about that? How did you get started and how it's going for you now?
Yeah, well, I was working in the business for a couple of years, actually. I'm not a founder of the company, but I had been running the business, and I had come back from maternity leave after having my twin girls.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. Yeah, 3.5 years ago, I was just back from maternity leave, and the opportunity came up for myself and my current business partner to buy out the company owner directors at that time, who wanted to immigrate.
Okay.
So I was I'm an accountant myself by trade, and I have tax consultancy done as well.
Wow.
So I knew the figures, knew the business was good, and took the plunge and took over the business.
Wow.
So we have 12 distributors on the road nationwide.
Gosh, that's a lot.
Selling our products door to door. So what we do is, if you're having something on your plate for your dinner, you know, it should be a Heavenly Foods product.
So it's good quality
products. It's quality Irish products.
Excellent.
So it's, you know, your Irish chicken, all your proteins, your Irish chicken, your duck, your lamb, your beef, your pork. And then we have a very beautiful range of fish and shellfish as well. So everything is frozen at source, and it's portion controlled, so it's frozen in such a way that it maintains the quality of nutrients in the product, which is very important
that
to
is
us.
Important, yeah.
Quality is absolute paramount.
Wow,
to me.
It really is. I've actually purchased some fish from your company in the past, and even tasted different.
Yeah, it does.
Pure quality.
Well, that's what it is. That's what we represent. We're in business 14 years.
Well done.
You don't come and stay in business that long without getting it right.
Absolutely.
You know, and we pride ourselves on the quality. We pride ourselves on Irish.
And it's good to know that the produce actually comes from Ireland. I mean, in a society where you've got the fear of GM foods and you don't know what chickens or cattle are being fed. I mean, it's comforting to know that, you know, there are standards in Ireland, and it is good to get quality
Absolutely.
Food.
And that's our promise and our guarantee to all our customers. customers out there that we guarantee you, if you're not happy with our product, we'll do a full exchange, full refund. We're very rare we ever have to do that. You know, like all our chickens are, you know, they're treated with care. They're not injected with any saltwater substance. Great. There's nothing like that. There's nothing artificial. And food should be simple, it can be tasty.
Yeah,
and you know, so that's
tasty, simple. Well, I mean, and people can season their food themselves as
of
well.
Of course,
nice to know that the food that you're eating is not full to the brim of, as you said, saltwater solutions or antibiotics and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Absolutely, because it's, you know, so that's what we're about. We deliver our products direct to your home, and you can order on www.heavenlyfoods.ie, and you can follow us on Facebook as well.
And can you tell me, how is the business going for you right now?
Yeah, we're going well at the moment. We're trying to change a few things the way we're doing it, just to let our customers know that you can order our products online, that you don't have to wait for somebody to call to your door, because we know a lot of people are out at work now, which is great. So it just means that we're missing the sales agent is missing the customer. So just let you know, you can order anytime and we will deliver within a few days at a time that suits you.
That's absolutely brilliant. And I mean, to know that you can get it, and you're out online completely now, so people can just go online.
Oh yeah, you can go online now. Absolutely, yeah. We still have agents on the road calling to householders as well. Also,
excellent.
Yeah,
and how do people log on and buy the food from you, Catherine?
You can just go on to www.heavenlyfoods.ie and you can follow through the sales process there. You'll be able to go onto the cart and add into your cart as normal if you're buying online, and put in your address and everything, contact details, and we will get a sales agent out to you.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic.
So you can. In the past, there was always, you would have to order a bulk of purchase, you know, so you'd have to 2 kg of fish or maybe 3 kg of chicken, or, you know, so you can actually mix and match anything you want now. So you can have your variety for your 2 or 3 weeks, have it there, have it ready in the freezer. You don't have to think about the question we all ask ourselves. Oh my God, I hate it myself. What's for dinner? Drives all us good women crazy, and a few good men out there, I'm sure.
That question actually torments
it. Does
half of the entire population.
So you don't have to worry about what's for dinner.
Yeah, because you've got it there.
You've got it there.
It's quality.
You know,
food.
It's quality food, and that's paramount, especially now we're all more aware about what we're putting into
Absolutely.
Our body and into our children's bodies.
Absolutely, especially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Catherine, the very best of luck and continued success in your business in the future.
Thank you.
And now I'm just going to go back to having a chat about the Women's Empowerment Summit, WE Summit, up in Dublin for short. You have very kindly organised a bus that's going to take people from Athlone and Roscommon up to the event in Dublin. Can you talk to us about how do people get in touch with you or organise their seat on the bus?
Well, they can organise a seat on the bus. They can contact me on Facebook, Catherine Macklin, M-A-C-K-L-I-N, and they can private message me there. That's probably the easiest way to do it. And I can give them the contact details then. I felt that passionate and I got that much out of the first event that I decided to organise a bus to the last event.
Well, that's actually
and
great. That's such a help.
Because, to be quite honest, there's not a woman in the country that shouldn't attend this event.
Well, do you know what? I can actually, sitting across from you here in the studio, I can feel your passion relating to the event, and I'm absolutely going to the next one.
You'll love it. You will absolutely love it.
I mean, I've been to events, I felt good energy, but from what you've described,
I still have the energy for my first event.
Well, that's just, that's,
and I mean, it's 14 months on. So if that doesn't,
if you come out,
and I'm not alone, you know, I'm only one of hundreds and thousands, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Well, Catherine, that's great. So if people contact Catherine Macklin on Facebook and private message, how many seats are available on the bus?
Well, I'll get as big a bus. We can have two buses. It's however many people want to come, you know.
Well, that's fantastic. So for Ross FM listeners, if you text in the studio on 083-8599-748, we can give you all of the details of Catherine there and how to get a seat on the bus. And also we'll give out the details to you for the WE Summit that is coming up on the...
On the 12th of May.
And where is that
Hotel. In the Talbot Hotel, Stillorgan.
Talbot Hotel in Stillorgan. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic event. We just had Donna Kennedy, the author and public speaker, on the line there, who kindly gave us an interview as well. And you can expect to hear more of that inspirational speak. You're going to have top speakers at this event. Highly recommend you go. It's definitely something that will enhance the quality of your life. Catherine, we're going to wind it up there, but I just want to say a very special thank you for coming in today. It was short notice, and we really appreciate appreciated here. So I wish you the best of luck in the future, and I will see you at the event in Dublin.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. It was lovely to be here, and thank you so much. And I just want to say, I know there's a couple of colleagues of mine listening that they're from our She's Inspired group in Athlone.
Oh, right. Catherine, I didn't really touch on that with you. You do have a group, She's Inspired. Can you talk to us, before we go off air, can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, so we are a community of people in the Midlands, and we have come together. I suppose I didn't really know many people in business. I know loads of people in business now, but there was a time last year when I really didn't, you know, and I had no way of getting to know people. And we put together a group of business women. So we've 21 in our group at the moment. We meet up in Athlone, and in fact Dan has kindly agreed to come and speak at our next event on the 24th of April in the Sheraton Hotel in Athlone.
Can anybody attend that event?
Absolutely, anybody can attend that event. The event is up on Eventbrite, and you can just call in on the night, or you can purchase your ticket on Eventbrite. So it will be 24th. It'll be a fantastic evening, a nice taster, just a taster of what will come on the Women's Empowerment Summit. Donna
really
speaking.
Exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I can tell you're excited.
I am excited, and a great networking opportunity as well.
Brilliant.
We have an absolutely fantastic bunch of women. You know, we come together once a month, we meet for lunch, we have our events, we're there to support each other. Our ethos is to support and motivate and grow each other as a person and our business where we can, you know. But it's just to be there to, because women actually need different things to men support wise in business.
We do. And I can tell
you something. And that emotional support is very important.
True.
You know,
it can be a lonely place as I'm a business person myself.
Yeah.
And it can be a lonely place at times if you don't have other people in business to have a chat to, because you have to be in business. You have to be doing that to understand what it's like.
You do. And men are great for, you know, just putting on the bravado and ready. But actually, women need a deeper level.
Yeah, we need to be able to sit down and discuss things in detail.
We do.
Together.
And work it through the head.
Yeah.
And even just listening to someone is enough. It can be enough. And you work out the problems yourself most of the time.
Absolutely.
Not that there'll be a lot of problems around them, but you know, whatever issues you're going through.
But it actually, a problem shared is a problem halved, definitely applies to women, because we can't decompartmentalise our brains.
No.
We have everything flying around at all times, and unless we talk it out, it's going to stay there.
Yeah.
It's like having 50 tabs open on your computer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and you can't close it off.
Is like.
It's true.
But it's fantastic to have a group like She's Inspired to be able to go to. And so you meet up once a week.
We meet up once a month. For a lunch. So we're actually having lunch next week, next Tuesday. And we do. And we bounce off each other, and we have our own WhatsApp group. And, you know, we're just growing. We're only small. We've only started out a couple of months, you know, but it's great. But it's like that. It's just when women get together. I have to say, I just think it's great.
It's
the energy,
it is
a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And more than the Women's Empowerment Summit, when you go to events like that, people don't have the 50 barriers up in front of them.
Yeah.
It's because everyone there is of the same way of thinking, and it's so refreshing.
It is, really. And what I love about events like that, I've been to some women's events in the past, but what I love about events like that is it's the speakers, it's so raw. I mean, they're stripped back, and they talk so honestly and from the heart about the bad times and the good times.
Yeah.
And how they came through it.
Donna has really led the path for that, because she has, you know, spoken of her own story, her own hard, you know, her hard times she has come through.
My God.
And that she has that strength to speak inspires so many people. You know, it really inspired me and helped me a lot. And I know I'm not alone there.
Absolutely.
You know, and so anyone she brings on has to be at least almost as good as Donna, because, I mean, she is the best. Everyone is of that calibre, and it's, that's what you need.
You do need it. And
you need that rawness.
There's a lot of people out there, and they have had difficult beginnings, and a lot of people can feel like they're the only one.
Yeah.
And I think when you go to an event like that and you hear, well, here's a hugely successful woman on stage speaking, and she's been through horrendous trauma, but has still managed to come out of it and is living in the now and is confident and happy today.
Yeah.
And is
actually willing to teach others the tools of how she done that, which is phenomenal.
Which is phenomenal.
And it's simple things. Now, it's not simple, but I mean, it's simple, small steps you can do to overcome those obstacles. And actually, you know, one thing that Donna said, you know, when she was speaking about her anorexia, you know, she used to say, you know, I am anorexic. But, you know, then she says, I am Donna. I'm not anorexic. That we don't own our problems. And we have a habit of owning our problems.
Oh, gosh, yes. A lot of
But
people.
We actually don't have to own our problems.
Yeah.
And when you know, and that in itself is like, Jeez, when the penny drops with that.
It's interesting because I just read a quote yesterday where somebody said, the problem isn't the problem. The problem is your reaction to the problem.
Yeah.
Or how you hold on yeah. to the problem. I mean, if something happens to you, well, obviously, a horrific incident that happened to Donna.
Well, yeah,
that
of
is,
course.
That does take counselling yeah. and it takes time. But you can let go of situations, and how you deal with the situation is how much that situation will have a hold over you or not.
Yeah.
You can look at it, you can say, okay, it's happened, I have to move on. And do you know what? Years ago when I was young and I was in sales, somebody said to me, I said, how am I going to do this? Go out and knock on doors and sell. And they just said, fake it until you make it, which is, we've all
yeah,
heard
yeah.
that. But you know, it really hit home with me. And since that day, I kind of have to fake it. I'm sitting on live radio having a chat to you. But no, fake it till you make it is true. If you don't feel like you're confident or you don't feel like you could do something, get up and fake it.
Yeah.
And eventually, from faking it on a regular basis, it becomes the norm for you.
Yeah,
it
becomes your reality.
And eventually you're a confident person.
Yeah.
I love these events, though, I have to say, Catherine. Do you know, I even feel inspired from having chatted to
yeah.
you.
Yeah, oh, thank
today.
You so much. Well, it's so lovely to meet you. It really is.
It's lovely to meet you, too. And I feel like I could actually talk to you for the entire day. Yeah. I've only got an hour show.
I know,
yeah. It's a subject that I'm so interested
well,
in.
Well, it's very important.
It is, it is.
That's the thing. It's very important, you know, and people don't know, actually, that you can go to these events and you can take so much from it. People think, oh, you go to events like, you know, people say to me, oh, God, you're going to so many places. But I don't. I go to places or events or meet people that I know can, that I'll get something out of.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And you'll come out of it feeling better and yeah, inspired.
Absolutely. And then I'll be able to tell someone else what I've learned
yeah.
and share that.
And it's a happy feeling spreading the word.
It's fantastic.
Well. I mean, when you see somebody else getting a benefit from something you recommend,
yeah.
it's like, well, brilliant, I've helped somebody.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That makes you feel good as well.
It absolutely does, yeah.
I'm actually really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Now. It's going
I know,
to be
it's not going to come soon enough, Donna Kennedy.
Yeah, Donna.
12th of May, roll on, we summit together, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fantastic event. And I'll just mention again for anybody who might have just tuned in, that is the We Summit, the Women's
Empowerment Summit.
And it's on in the Talbot Hotel in Stillorgan on the 12th of May. For more information or for any information, a podcast of these interviews will be posted on rossfm.ie, and also you can text in the studio for information on the same on 083 859 9748, and indeed you can call the studio on 09066 28161, or you can email studio@rossfm.ie for any information you want. If you want information on Catherine, who's here in the studio, on Heavenly Foods, just give us a text. If you want information on Donna Kennedy and the Women's Empowerment Summit, text us in the studio also. Catherine, thank you so much.
You're with Ross FM 94.6. 94.6.